When my body is acting up, when I'm not feeling well, when I have aches and pains and discomforts, I have a confession to make. My reaction is to find anyone, anywhere, who can fix me. That's all I really want. I, depending on the degree of pain and discomfort, don't really care how much trouble it is or how much it costs. I simply want someone, somewhere, to fix me. Does that feeling sound familiar to you? It is to me. I have that reaction all the time. Fix me, anyone, anywhere. I don't care what your qualifications are. I don't care who you say what you do. You can be a chiropractor. You can be a naturopath. You can be a medical doctor. You can be a psychologist. You can be a neuro-linguistic programmer. You can do EFT, emotional freedom technique. You can be an herbalist. You can do essential oils. You can do an Alexander technique thing on me. You can do a cranial sacral therapy treatment on me. You can do a Bowen therapy on me. I don't care who you are. Just wherever you are, fix me. Well, guess what? When I get through the emotion of all that, I have to confront the reality that first, I'm not being specific. I'm not specifically asking for what it is that I really want. I simply just want somebody to make me better. But I'm not really being specific about how. I'm not really saying what it is that I really want to see happen. That's the first problem with the feeling. But there's a second issue as well. And that issue is, who am I asking? Here's the rub of it all. There is a place I can go to ask for what I want that I haven't even listed. And that place is the source of all life. It is the place where all is created. It is the place of all knowing, all knowledge, all possibilities. You may have a special name for this place that you use. Some people call this place God, or Jesus, or Mary, or Muhammad, or Buddha. There are many names that different of us use to connect with this place. I call it Source here, for this particular place is the source of all that is possible. Have you asked your source for what you want? Have you prayed that it become so? If you don't ask for what you need and want, I can assure you of one thing. It will not happen. Ask for it. Be specific. You will be delightfully surprised.